dramatic developments related to the VA in Phoenix continued this week, including a visit from the new interim Secretary of Veterans Affairs, who struck an urgent tone while praising many who serve in VA healthcare.
I still believe that that represents the vast majority of the people at VA, people that care deeply about serving veterans. And where we've got folks that don't align with that set of values, we'll take the action that we need to take.
KJZZ's Kerry Young has been covering the VA and joins me now. Kerry, what was the message Interim Secretary Sloan Gibson brought with him to Phoenix?
Gibson brought with him a sense of urgency yesterday, and he listed a few things that he was going to do, steps that he was going to take to really start to institute reform in the administration. One of the things that he pointed out was that he was going to try and increase transparency across the VA. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that was going to happen was on Monday, we can expect to see wait time data for facilities across the country. And we can also expect to see an audit that covered several hundred facilities across the country as well. He's also going to, he has plans to visit locations every 30 days, he said, so that he can talk to the medical directors there. And really, that almost institutes sort of a sense of ownership for those medical directors so that they really take it seriously what their duties are, that they have to answer to someone. And then also he said that he was really going to try to get more resources within the system. And one of the ways that he was going to do that was to bring in HR specialists to help speed along the hiring process, because he said that his first priority was to get veterans off of waiting lists. And that all sort of falls into the fact that his main priority after that was to regain veterans' trust.
Veterans must feel safe when they come to VA for care. And earn it, we will. I don't expect them to give it back to us. I expect us to have to earn it one veteran at a time.
You didn't interview Eric Shinseki, but we all know about some of the criticism of the way he handled things recently. You talked with Dr. Foote, the original whistleblower, on multiple occasions. Was there anything different that stood out about the way Sloan Gibson expressed himself? Not even necessarily the words, but the way he expressed himself.
He did seem somewhat emotional, not in the sense that he was on the verge of tears, but he, you know, hit the podium a few times when he spoke, and he definitely seemed very determined that things were going to turn around. So it was only reporters in that press conference for the most part. Very direct questions were asked, and they were answered directly as well.
Bipartisan legislation has been, at least in some ways, proceeding through the Senate related to improving health care for veterans, and there was the goal of getting it done by the anniversary of D-Day, which is today. What can you tell us about what that legislation ideally would do?
Senators John McCain and Bernie Sanders did reach this bipartisan agreement yesterday. And so that means that bill will now go in front of the Senate, and that vote could happen as soon as next week. But this bill could, it expands health care availability to veterans, basically. And that happens in a couple of ways. One, it would allow veterans who have experienced an excessive wait time for an appointment, or those veterans who live in rural areas, they could go and seek out outside care from that VA system. And then it would also make it easier for the administration to hire and fire VA officials. So, I mean, when it comes to hiring, especially, too, there is an issue with staffing. And word is it takes about 3 months to fill a position right now.
KJZZ reporter Kerry Young.